he's the type of player that's adding things to his game all the time. So you've noticed this season, especially towards the back end, the free kick thing, which, you know, he's shown in glimpses, but now that sort of looks like his new trick, sort of, and you sense that in the middle of the goal he's going to take next season, and he's going to put it in the top corner. And I think as he grows older and matures, naturally he just had more things to his game, and he might look more like a centre midfielder. I think when people say like it might be worth moving to centre mid because of defensive frailties, I always find that quite harsh, because I think the opposition team's got to target someone, and I think if anything, that's a credit to him that he defends the way he does, and he's never really that big of a problem, and he is the one that teams do target. So I think that's more of a compliment to him. I think he's a complete footballer, like you said, talk about how brilliant he is. I think if Liverpool's team was like a school year, he'd be the best in the school year. He's that type of footballer. I bet they're all, even like the likes of Van Dijk, are just in awe of him. They all think, listen, look how brilliant he is at football.
I also think as well, what Paddy's just said there, like, I am a bit against the movement, but at the moment I am. But actually, something that you've just said there has just made me think, like, Liverpool aren't going to play the same football, like, forever. Like, we're not going to have the same 11 forever. I mean, who's to say that, you know, Jurgen Klopp in 2 years doesn't change his formation, doesn't change his tactics, doesn't rely on the fullbacks anymore? Because as they get older, naturally you lose pace, and we've got two pacey fullbacks, and it could be that in 5-6 years time, obviously I'm saying that as though Trent's still going to be there, but I don't know, let's say 7 or 8 years time, he's not the quick nippy player that he is now. He's not Trent of 21. You might look to move him the way that Gerrard got moved back in his career, because it was like, he's still a fantastic footballer, you want him in your team, but you make space for someone like that. You don't just replace them. You go, well, you're that good, because I do think he's that good. I really do. And this is only the start of his career, but I think he's a player that you could literally move anywhere to basically for him to adapt to.